Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbukett covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tillman moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Tillman moves to third. Schilling moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressoud hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Alves steals second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Malzone moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew fires to first and picks off Clinton. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-2 in the game. Bresut strikes out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Williams pinch hits for Bill Monbouquet. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schilling strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Geiger moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams scores. Geiger moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Bresut settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-3 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Bresut settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clinton strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0-for-3 in the game. Bressude hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bressude moves to second. Felix Mantilla pinch runs for Russ Nixon. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bressude scores. Mantilla moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Mantilla scores. Schilling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Jerry Walker now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Joe Askew. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle bunts towards the mound. Lomaby fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramos moves to second. Two outs. John Romano pinch hits for Jerry Walker. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is walked intentionally. Arnold Early now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-4 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Bressude settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. John Romano now catching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. the Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-4 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Alvis is walked intentionally. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Woody Held. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz now playing second base. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bressude hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bressude for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano scoops up the ball and tags Tillman for the out. Two outs. Arnold Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-5 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schilling. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Schilling steals second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Luplow strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-5 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 4-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Clinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roman Mejias pinch hits for Arnold Early. Roman Mejias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mejias hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hal Kahlstedt now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kindle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.